This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with Pope Francis and Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine is in Germany. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance, ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
On the eve of his arrival, the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine, with aid worth more than 2.7 billion euros, that's $3 billion, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition, its biggest such package since Russia's invasion in February last year. This is VOA News. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Witakuswara has the story.
The impasse over the nation's debt ceiling between House Republicans and President Joe Biden could derail Biden's plans to attend the G7 summit in Japan and the Quad summit in Australia. He is scheduled to depart May 17th.
I would either have to delay my trip, not delay, not go and do it virtually, or not go.
White House press secretary said Friday that Biden is expecting to go as G7 finance ministers finalize details ahead of the summit, focusing on ratcheting up economic pressure on Russia and finding alignment to counter what they call Chinese economic coercion. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Voters in Thailand are heading to the polls in an election touted as a pivotal chance for change, 8 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. VOA Tommy Walker has more from Thailand.
I'm here on the ground in Bangkok, where Thais have been casting their votes since 8 o'clock this morning to choose who they believe should lead their next government. Now, despite the sweltering heat, the voting process has seemed a smooth one. People will show their identification cards at the polling stations before voting from two ballots, one from their local constituency MPs, another for their favourite party. Speaking with voters of all ages, the overwhelming answer has been is that they want change. People want to have more of a say in what happens in their everyday lives. This is Tommy Walker reporting for VOA News in Bangkok, Thailand.
Cyclone Mocha began to crash ashore at the Bangladesh-Myanmar border Sunday. Bangladesh's weather office said uprooting trees and bringing driving rain to a region home to hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees. VOA's Tommy McNeil with more.
Packing winds of up to 195 kilometers per hour, Mocha hit between Cox's Bazar, where nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees live in camps largely made up of flimsy shelters, and Myanmar's Sitwe. The U.S. Joint Typhoon Warning Center earlier said Mocha was packing winds of up to 140 knots or 259 kilometers per hour, equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Thousands left Sitwe on Saturday, packing into trucks, cars, and tuk-tuks, and heading for higher ground inland, as meteorologists warned of a storm surge of up to 3.5 meters.
I'm Diane Roberts.